You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and the time is 7:45 on this Wednesday morning. Of course, yesterday was primary election day, and we've been spending our morning talking with some of the folks who had elections, and we've already heard from Jack Eaton from Ann Arbor City Council this morning, losing his mayoral primary race to Mayor Christopher Taylor. We've heard from Conan Smith, who was also on the short end of a primary race in the 9th District for Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. A couple of incumbents in both Ann Arbor City Council and the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners lost their races. And is that going to change the dynamic of what we see from those boards? Well, joining us now is Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. She is my partner for Civic Matters every Monday morning on WEMU. And how was your election day, Mary Morgan?
Holy cow, what a night. The day was pretty calm, but, as we started seeing results come in, some very, very close races and great turnout, relatively speaking. So it was quite an election night.
Yeah, you and I had talked on Monday, and we were pretty optimistic we could get 25% to 27% turnout. In the end, it was closer to 35%, which is certainly good. But as you mentioned, there were a couple of surprises. Some incumbents lost their races. I think perhaps the most hotly contested race of yesterday was in the 18th District State Senate race. Jeff Irwin and Michelle Dietrich stayed within a couple of hundred votes of each other throughout the evening and well into the early morning hours before Irwin finally won that race. Was that a surprise to you, or was that what you expected?
I knew it would be close, especially since it was a four-way race, and those are always a little bit more unpredictable. Mm-hmm. But Jeff has a track record of pulling out tight elections. And, when he first ran for state house and went up against Ned Stabler, pretty much everyone thought that Ned was going to win. Jeff is a on the ground, knock on the doors, get out the vote campaigner. So, it was tight, but I'm not surprised, and I think that he had a lot of support from his work in the community. So, I think that it would have been we had good choices this year. Let's just say that.
Ann Arbor City Council, three incumbents lost yesterday, Mary. Kirk Westfall, Graydon Crapole, and Chuck Warpahoski. Was that a surprise to you?
I was surprised that basically all of the four candidates, and I'm including Jeff Hayner, who ran for the Ward 1, the seat where Sumi Kalasapathy is not running for re-election. I was surprised that all four of those newcomers won. I knew that there were going to be some really tight races, but it's this very interesting dynamic that Christopher Taylor won the mayoral race, but the slates of candidates that he supported did not prevail. So that's going to prove to be an interesting dynamic.
What will you be looking for in that dynamic change as we move forward with the new council?
Well, I'll be looking to see really what kinds of things this new group supports. I'll be looking to see whether they're, uniform in their support. I think that there are a couple of voices that are independent, and I'm not really sure, where they'll vote on some of the issues. Elizabeth Nelson is one of those kind of people. I think she has a more independent voice. So that's what I'll be looking for. I'll be looking to see how the rest of council, the people who've been there for a while,
including respond. Jack Eaton, who has two more years.
But also, the folks that are used to being in the majority, it's very different when you don't have all the votes. And so that'll be interesting to see what happens. And I think the rancor, the real toxicity of this past campaign cycle, it's going to make it harder to govern because people remember, name calling and bashing. And I really hope people can come together and create a different kind of culture moving forward. And then, of course, we'll see, the mayor pretty much doesn't have a whole lot of powers outside of what council members do, but the veto power is his. So, it will be interesting to see if he wields that you know, for votes that he disagrees with.
Were you surprised at the incumbents that lost in the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners race?
I was not surprised by Conan Smith's loss, but I was surprised by the really huge margin by which he lost.
Yeah, about a 2-to-1 margin, right?
Yeah, and, you know, he really hadn't campaigned in previous years. He hadn't really faced a credible challenger before. So that was really interesting. And Katie Scott did a great campaign.
Mary, I have to cut you off and let you go, but thank you so much for your time and your input today.
Thank you. Take care.
This is WEMU.